The Holy Word for Morning Revival. Prayer and the Lord's Move. Week 1, Day 3. The Morning Nourishment. Matthew 6:9 through 10 says, "You then pray in this way, Our Father who is in the heavens, your name be sanctified. Your kingdom come, your will be done, as in heaven, so also on earth." Prayer is a mystery. After we present a few questions concerning prayer, we will see how mysterious prayer is. These questions are hard to answer, but this does not mean that the mystery of prayer is unknowable or that the questions concerning prayers are unanswerable. It merely means that those who have the answers are few. For this very reason, there are few who can accomplish works for God in prayer. It is not a matter of how much we pray, but a matter of how much we have prayed according to the principle of prayer. Only those prayers that are prayed according to the principle of prayer are worthwhile. That's from the Collected Works of Watchman Nee, Volume 8, page 5. Today's reading. God's will is restricted by us. Is God really omnipotent? If He is, why can He not open the independent door of us? Why must He wait for us to knock before He will open the door? Will God really accomplish His will? If He will, why does the opening of the door, His will, have to be controlled by our knocking on the door, which is prayer? After we have asked these questions, we will see that prayer is indeed a great mystery. Here we can see a principle of God's work. This principle is that God's people have to pray before God will rise up to work. God's will is accomplished by the prayer of those who belong to Him. The believer's prayers accomplish God's will. God will not accomplish His will alone. He will only accomplish His will when His people are sympathetic with Him in prayer. If this is the case, prayer is nothing but the believer's act of working together with God. Prayer is the union of the believer's will with God's will. The prayer of the believers on earth is an utterance of God's will in heaven. Prayer is not an utterance of our own wishes, a plea for God to yield to our cry and fulfill our own wishes. Prayer is not to compel God to change His will by force or ask Him to do what He does not want to do. Prayer is the believer's utterance of God's will out of their own mouth. It is the believer's request before God that He accomplish His own will. Prayer does not change what God has ordained. Prayer never changes anything. Prayer only accomplishes what God has ordained. On the contrary, the lack of prayer and the absence of prayer changes things. When God's people do not work together with God, He will allow many of the things ordained by Him to be delayed. The true meaning of prayer is for the praying one to seek for the accomplishment of the will of the one to whom he prays. Prayer is an indication that we want God's will. It is to say that our will is standing on God's side. Without this kind of prayer, there is no real power. How many prayers today are for the expression of God's will? How many prayers are a setting aside of oneself and a seeking for the accomplishment of God's will? How many believers are there who truly work together with God in prayer? How many believers echo back to God His heart's desire daily before Him and empty out their hearts to seek after God and to ask for God to accomplish what they understand is God's will? There is only one legitimate prayer in the whole universe. Only one prayer that pleases God. The prayer that asks for the accomplishment of His will. Our needs must be lost in God's will. Whenever we see God's will concerning our need, we have to drop our need immediately to seek after the accomplishment of God's will. A direct prayer for the fulfilling of needs, whatever kind of need it may be, is never the noblest prayer. All prayers for personal needs should only be made indirectly while one is seeking for the accomplishment of God's will. This is the secret to prayer, and this is the secret to victory in prayer. This is from the Collected Works of Watchman Nee, Volume 8, pages 6 through 7, and 9 through 11. Further reading, the Collected Works of Watchman Nee, Volume 8, pages 5 through 13, and Messages for Building Up New Believers, Volume 1, Chapter 10.